It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
A very pleasant good afternoon to you on a fractious Friday, as the real Don Steele used to say. It is Friday the 14th, and this is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. My name is Larry Tuneforce, your host. My first guest, Dominic from Los Lagos Country Club, just texted me and said he won't be here. but I'm very fortunate that my second guest showed up really early, and so we're going to bring them on in just a moment. This is Speak Out, brought to you by Mojave Shred, Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, and Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. During the show, as you just heard, if you have any questions, you can call in at 702-298-1063. And so our first guest is Phyllis Anderson from The Comfort Zone.
That's me.
That's you. And you brought with you?
Bridget.
Bridget. And Bridget is with her. Explain The Comfort Zone for our listeners.
Okay, in 2001, I had my first cancer, which was breast cancer.
Okay.
And in 2002, my husband and I moved here to Bullhead City. And there was nothing here as far as going and getting help, wanting to talk to someone, just sharing, in other words, what you were going through. And so after a few months and, you know, just looking around, I decided to start the Comfort Zone Cancer Support.
Okay.
And in the meantime, we have grown in all those years. We have grown to help those with cancer. Everything from getting information to giving the hats when they lose their hair.
Okay.
We have a few wigs. My signature is bears, or hats and bears have been sent all over the United States. But the main thing is that we are there and we help out. In other words, if they need cash or, like I say, information, a lot of information, so we can refer them.
Okay.
But our main thing is to give them, in other words, a hug. Because when you find out, this is my fourth cancer, and when you find out that when you have cancer, you are so alone and you are so scared. And that's what our main thing there is to know that you are not alone. That was the point of my mission. You are there, in other words, to let them know they're not alone.
Right.
Because I've been through so much, I can answer simple questions that I'm not a doctor, so I can't tell them anything as far as that goes, but I can refer to what I have gone through personally that a lot of times will help them out.
Right.
You've
had four bouts of cancer.
Yes.
Wow. And you're still ticking and kicking and fighting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what I try to, in other words, this is some of the information we try to give out there, and that is that, you know, there's many, many times that you don't feel good. You don't want to get up. You don't want to do anything. But if you do get up, if you do get out there, and especially if you volunteer somewhere, you cannot believe how much that helps. And not only that, but because you're not alone, our group becomes as a family. And so many times over the years, the same people, I've had volunteers now almost as long as I've been there,
Oh.
And so what does that tell you?
Yeah, they're committed.
They're committed. They're loving. Most of them have had cancer. Some haven't. But even the ones that have not had cancer, their hearts are so big and they're so loving that, you know, when people come in, they can feel that. You can feel
right.
that. And what happened was in the last year, I was going to shut down because my tumor markers went up. And that, a tumor marker, I'm in the words that, okay, for ovarian cancer, let's say that you have your tumor markers, your normal tumor markers would be 35.
Okay.
And mine went way up there, you know, there's like 294.
Wow.
Yeah. So when that happens, you know, it kind of lets you know there's things going on. Okay. So we were over in the they used to call it the Kmart Mall.
Right.
And now it is
City Square.
And we're the ones that had the Christmas store.
Right.
And given big parties. We were given a lot of give back parties. People love it. You know why? Because, well, anyway, I won't get into that right now. but
you've had four bouts of cancer and you're still a party animal.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Well, my group is.
Oh, the group. Oh, now you're blaming everybody.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, Emma, it's already they're saying, what are we going to do next, you know?
Uh-huh.
So I thought that, I thought it was time to step down. So we... This is my miracle worker here.
Bridget, okay.
Bridget is that. In other words, because I wasn't feeling good, you know, she took over as she had done before. And we got everything moved, and we are now in a new building. Actually, it's a new old building.
All right. Where are you at now?
We started out here 16 years ago. And it's 1984 Highway 95, Suite 4. And it's right across from Harbor Freight, and there is right in front. No, we're in the back, so in the front there is Phillips attorney.
All
used
right.
to be Phillips and Line.
Okay.
Okay, and right across from us, looking out my window, I can see the dentist office.
All right.
And we're in the back. But, I mean, getting off my story for just a minute, we took the building. I know the owner. And, oh, boy, that was a job getting that done, but I won't get into that either. So, we got it done, and it's smaller. We don't have the gift shop anymore. But the reason that I wanted to come on was to explain that everything else is the same, even though we do not have the gift shop. We still are doing the same, giving the same help, giving the same referrals, giving the same, I consult. In other words, I do
just
a lot of
just in your new location.
Just in a newer location.
All right.
And also, we're getting it also ready, which I have done before for years. I'm going out and giving breast cancer awareness classes.
Oh.
Because, and I did that for years, and I will go, in other words, I've gone to offices, I've gone to restaurants, I've gone to churches, I've gone to businesses, and I'll do that for a half hour to 2 hours, depending what you want. And that's one of my, I love doing it. I love doing it because you're helping that woman to understand and what to look for. And I go into the whole thing, what to look for, what how you can help, mm-hmm. You know, to when you get your breast cancer. In other words, everything, I'm getting into the genes now. I'm getting into the therapies. There's, because I found out it was BRCA2. So I'm getting into the genes, I'm getting into the HER2s, which is a protein. In other words, I'm trying to give that woman lots of information so that she can not only be aware, but she can catch it early. And that's the big, my big wish, is the earlier you catch it, in other words, the least
right.
problem you're going to have, and at least, in other words, it will be...
And the better opportunity you
better
have.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So how do people get a hold of you if you're not in your office in that little building there where Philip's attorney is, and then you're right
yeah.
behind them?
Yeah.
How do they get a hold of you?
Okay. We are. We have two numbers here.
Okay.
And mine is 949-510-4792.
Okay.
And then Bridget's is 818-378-4970.
All right.
Okay, and okay. then you can call. And we're there every day. I mean, I'm sorry, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Okay.
10 to 2. If we're not there, give a call because I'm not that far away.
You have your numbers posted there, so if they go,
yes.
okay, good.
Yeah,
all right.
yeah, because sometimes, you know, things come up. And
so basically, you know, in a nutshell, you don't want to see anyone out there that doesn't know about cancer, that's about to go through it,
right?
And not have a companion or have information or have a good idea what they're going to be going
yeah.
through.
Yeah, and a hug to know that you're not alone.
Right.
You're not alone going through this. It's the worst thing. I have people in there that don't have family here.
Yeah.
You know, and it is, and we help, in other words, nothing big and major, but we help, you know, financially too,
okay.
that, you know, if they need some gas or, you know, like right now, there's a couple of young men, 11 years old, both of them are, one is 11, one is 12, and we've taken care of a few of the younger people, in other words, that most of them, you know, had some type of blood disease.
Yeah, 11, 12-year-olds should not have to face cancer.
No, and we've taken care of, not taken care of, but helped
right.
3- and 4-year-olds
oh,
and
wow.
5-year-olds that yeah. we've had to go. I mean, it's, you know, so we have books there, too.
Right.
In other words, for young people.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Phyllis, let us take a break.
Okay.
And we'll come back. And we'll talk a little bit more
okay.
about comfort care in Bullhead City.
Comfort zone.
Comfort zone in Bullhead City.
Everybody loves strawberries, and it's strawberry time at Perkins. Come and try the fresh strawberry croissant French toast platter. A flaky, buttery croissant dipped in our signature French toast batter, grilled and loaded with fresh, sweet glazed strawberries and Bavarian cream. Or the fresh strawberry chicken salad. Smoked pulled chicken, fresh strawberries, glazed walnuts, and feta cheese. Served with our house-made strawberry balsamic vinaigrettes. Perkins, 2250 Highway 95 in Bullhead City.
Meet Jenny.
Honey, we saved over $80 this month on groceries alone.
Jenny saves money at the grocery store using printable coupons from the Co-op Connections program.
Wow, how'd you save all that money?
It's easy with Co-op Connections, the program that helps you save big on groceries and household items with coupons.com.
It's all thanks to Co-op Connections.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Jenny and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Most people think financing a new vehicle is a hassle. Not at Martin Swanee Hyundai. Right now, you can purchase a beautiful brand-new Kona, Santa Fe, or Tucson with payments for 72 months and 0% interest. Brand-new SUVs with no interest loans. Active first responders receive an additional $1,000 rebate. Pick your color. Pick your interior. Then picture your family in a brand-new Hyundai SUV. Come into Martin Swanee Hyundai today and take one for a spin. Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see MartinSwanteeHyundai.com.
If your business possesses sensitive documents, your compliance partner, Mojave Shred, is here to help. Sensitive information is as seemingly insignificant as a document with a person's name and address. Numerous laws put many businesses at risk of enormous fines and penalties. Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Serving the entire tri-state, Mojave Shred is flexible, affordable, and local. Nationally recognized certified secure destruction specialist. MojaveShred.com.
Hi, I'm Gunnar Mitchell with Realty Executives Lake Havasu City, and I'm a third-generation realtor here in Lake Havasu, and I'm born and raised a Havasuvian.
Hi, this is Mary Roberts, Realty Executives Lake Havasu. I'm celebrating my 30th year in real estate here in Lake Havasu.
This is Rick Lazare with Realty Executives, bringing you 40-plus years of real estate experience.
Realty Executives Lake Havasu City, where the experts are.
As you know, it's a Fab Four Friday. We have Beatle Music all day here on my show. Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Mojave Shred, where if you deal in customer information or employee information, you need to have Mojave Shred there because they can help you make sure you're doing it the proper way and how to destroy it the proper way. Perkins Family Restaurant here in Bullhead City, where they've got a great breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then they got pies and muffins and cookies and the sweets. Oh, their own bakery in there, and it's so good. And by the way, they're coming to Kingman, so soon you're going to have all that good stuff. Everybody in Kingman's going to start gaining weight. Mojave Electric Cooperative, where they have the co-op connection card, and if you don't have one, you're spending too much money because it can save you prescriptions and doctor's appointments and new cars and furniture. So pick up your co-op connection card at the MEC office on Hancock Road. Barron's Pest Solutions, where they'll take care of your bugs, your spiders, your scorpions, your termites, your bees. All you got to do is give them a call, and they'll come out and spray, and then you won't have any of those little critters around anymore. And then Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, where you can test drive any car on the lot. You can even order a brand new Hyundai for under $20,000. And that's a heck of a deal. See Martin Swanee in Kingman. And if you have any questions for our guests, you can give us a call at 702-298-1063. And we're back with Phyllis and Bridget, and we're talking about Comfort Zone and some of the services you provide. But you have a lot of information also.
Yes. One of the things is people don't realize how much therapy has changed in the last, even since I had the first cancer. There are so many new ways now that they, even breast cancer, that they treat it differently than they treated me at that time. And, you know, everything from immunotherapy to, I could go on and on. In fact, some of that is what I speak at these breast cancer awareness classes, is some of the different therapies now that they'll use. One of our volunteers is her breast cancer returned, and they are now doing that hormonal therapy on
right.
her. And completely different, completely, from what the normal chemotherapy is. And they claim, you know, that these new drugs and everything that they're coming out with now, they're not as strong as they used to be, even though you still have all those bad side effects, you know. But two of the things that I do talk about that I think that the public is not aware of, women, and that is the HER2, and that is a HER2 for breast cancer.
Uh-huh.
Is a positive breast cancer test positive for the protein called human epidermal growth factor. You know, some of this stuff, you know, you got to
right.
watch what you have, which promotes the growth of cancer cells. And one in every five breast cancer survivors have a gene mutation that makes an excess of the HRT protein. Now, the IMA BRCA2, BRCA2 is a gene that you inherit from your parents. And that's real interesting because if you have the BRCA2 gene, you get it from, like I said, one of your parents.
Right.
And about 50% of the children will get it. In my family, I have now three of my children that have it. And they have not only have their ovaries and removed, but also their breasts removed. Because 86% you are going to get breast cancer.
Wow.
It used to be 57% you'd get ovarian cancer, and that is going up. So years ago, you used to hear about the movie stars getting their both breasts removed.
Right.
Well, that's what they had. And it's very common. My granddaughter is having that done right now. And she is only in her late 30s.
Wow.
And
it's traumatic.
Yeah, it is. My daughter just went through ovarian just like a month ago. And as soon as she's healing better, she will have both breasts removed. But if I would have known this years ago, I would have done the same thing.
Right.
You know. But I will never tell someone that walks in the room to do that.
Right. It's again, their decision.
Yeah. It is their decision. Everything that is done with their body is their decision.
But you can
decision.
Explain to them how to find out?
How to find out, where they can, in other words, go get tested. If they, in other words, there are guidelines for being tested.
Okay.
And I can explain that. And like you say, I'm not a doctor, nurse, whatever, but I've been around it now long enough that I can recommend, you know, like who you could go to. And I never say a specific doctor. In other
right.
words, we always have
a type of doctor.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so it's real interesting, though, as the years have gone by, to see how this has all developed. And how, you know, it used to be that they would say stage one, you had, they would just say breast cancer.
Right.
Now in stage one, I just talked to a lady the other day when I was in Minnesota. And after I got through talking to her, I mean, she was hugging me because She is a stage one, which is, I'd have to look in my book to see how small that is, but also it has not progressed to the lymph nodes and so on and so forth. And so that is very easy now, the way they do it, to put it in remission, and very good results, very good. She was just hugging me, you know, because the doctors today, nothing wrong with the doctors, but they don't have enough time to sit there and explain everything.
Right.
You know, yeah. Like I had one lady come in and she was just crying. She had just found out. And she says, there's something wrong with my heart, something wrong with my heart. Why you have something wrong with your heart, you know? And she said, I have to have a test. I have to have a test for my heart. And I said, are you going in for surgery? And she said, yeah. I said, yeah, just, you know, everyone has to be tested before they go in to make sure that the stress test to see if. And she said, is that right? And she just put her head down on the table and was so relieved just to hear that.
Right.
You see what I mean? In other words, yeah, and then again, I will say, you know, make sure you talk to your doctor and
right.
say, you know, hey, is there something wrong, or is it just a stress test, you know?
Yeah.
so just little things like that you know you can relay to that person to help make them feel more comfortable, more knowledgeable of what they're doing. Because I always tell them, there's going to be a new normal for a year. And they'll
right.
go, you mean to tell me it's a year? And I'll say, no, you feel better before the year is up.
Right.
But before you also look back on that year and think, oh, my God, it's over, you know.
It's a process.
It's a year.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's kind of what, but I wanted to, like I say, let Bullhead and the surrounding areas, because we go all over the surrounding areas, know about the breast cancer awareness classes.
Right.
I want them to know about where we moved, 1984 Highway 95,
right.
in the back. And I also want them to know that next month at some point, I'll let the public know we're going to have a big open house on the 19th of July.
Okay, July 19th.
Yeah.
All right.
And also, I will be given, normally on my support groups, I do all cancers. And because I have so much information on breast cancer right now, and I don't have the time right now, I'm going to do 6 weeks on just breast cancer.
Oh, okay.
I'll do a support group for breast cancer just for 6 weeks.
Okay.
And then after that, you know, I'll go ahead and and you know, we'll invite all cancers, because we've had men, we've had women, we've had children, we've had, you know, all the different types of cancers. And
now, do you have a web page or a Facebook page or anything like that?
We have
your Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook.
Comfort Zone Cancer Support.
Yeah.
It's on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So people out there with Facebook might want to friend you or like it so they can get information. You post stuff there on too? Okay.
Go ahead, see.
Yeah.
All right.
What else did you want to say?
You have a website down there too.
Oh.
Or you want, give him your email address.
PhyllisCares2@AOL.com.
Okay, that's your email?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
PhyllisCares2@AOL.com.
Easy, easy peasy.
Yeah. Let us take another break, because we got to pay for what we're doing here.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll be back with Phyllis and Bridget a little bit more.
Picture yourself in a boat on a...
Nasty bugs in your home or business? No fun. Barron Pest Solutions can solve your problem. Pet-friendly treatment that turns bugs, termites, spiders, and scorpions away from your home or business. The last thing you want is visitors or customers seeing something crawling across your floor. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. Bugs gone tomorrow. How simple is that? Call 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions, solving your bug problems. Barron Pest Solutions, quality, experience, family.
If your business possesses sensitive documents, your compliance partner, Mojave Shred, is here to help. Sensitive information is as seemingly insignificant as a document with a person's name and address. Numerous laws put many businesses at risk of enormous fines and penalties. Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Serving the entire tri-state, Mojave Shred is flexible, affordable, and local. Nationally recognized certified secure destruction specialists. MojaveShred.com.
As our weather gets warmer, the bugs in our tri-state area want inside, inside your home and business. Barron Pest Solutions can assist with a barrier inside your home or business and outside. Keep the bugs, pests, and creatures outside. Keep your home and business bug-free today. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. With over 50 years' experience, they are the experts keeping your home or business bug-free. Quick, easy, and thorough. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family.
Anything Medical maintains that products and solutions should be tailored to fit your lifestyle with only the right equipment in your daily life. Anything Medical is giving 15% off scooters and lift chairs. Oxygo Portable Concentrator was $2,900, now $2,499. Additional battery was $625, now only $400. Atrix Lenco Sandals on sale for $39.95. Don't put your health needs off any longer. Anything Medical is the affordable solution you can depend on. Located at 2350 Miracle Mile in the Riverview Mall.
Banking has never been easier for Horizon Community Bank customers. It's the Horizon Community Bank mobile app, free of charge in the App Store on your mobile device. So easy to use. Check your balances, view transactions, deposit a check, pay bills, transfer funds, or locate an ATM no matter where you are. Fast, secure, and convenient. The Horizon Community Bank app. Visit your local Horizon Community Bank for more information about mobile banking in Havasu, Fort Mojave, Parker, and Portside. Member FDIC, Horizon Community Bank.
The latest edition of Talkers Magazine is out, and it's no surprise that KNTR Talk 106.3 dominates. KNTR Talk's own Sean Hannity is ranked the number one talk show host for the second consecutive year. KNTR Talk's Dave Ramsey is number three. Mark Levin is rated fourth, and Brian Kilmeade came in at number seven. KNTR Talk 106.3 has four of Talk Magazine's top 10 heavy talkers. KNTR Talk's Dana Lash comes in at 17, Jim Bohannon at 19, Doug Steffen at 24, and Dennis Prager ranks 33rd. All in all, KNTR Talk 106.3 has eight of this year's top 33 talkers. With an estimated combined 65 million weekly nationwide listeners, KNTR Talk 106.3 leads the way in talk radio. With these numbers, there's just a couple of questions. What's on your radios? And if you're in business, where are you spending your advertising dollars? KNTR Talk is a Radio Central station and can be heard throughout the tri-state on one frequency, 106.3 FM, and on KJJJ HD2 102.3.
We are back at Speak Out 2.0. Larry Toonforce live from the Laughlin Mall. a fabulous Fraxis Friday and Fab Four Friday for the music. And the program each day, Speak Out 2.0, is brought to you by Mojave Shred, Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, and Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman. If you have questions for our guests, you can call the studio line, which is 702-298-1063. And we're visiting with Bridget and Phyllis that are both with Comfort Zone.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you're not in the office a lot, 3 days a week?
Four.
4 days.
Yeah.
From 10 to 2?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, but if you're not there, they can call you.
Right.
And give them your number again.
Okay. It is 949-510-4792.
Right.
And then Bridget's is 818-378-4970.
Okay.
All right.
And then the address for your Comfort Zone that you moved to?
1984, Suite 4. Just remember, it's in the back.
1984, well, and it's in the back.
It's in the back.
Highway 95.
95.
Right.
And that's, yeah.
Okay, so you're next to the building that has a barbershop in it,
yes,
and a tattoo shop.
Yeah. And right across from Harbor Freight.
From Harbor Freight, right.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's three little buildings there.
Mm-hmm.
And one's a dentist office, and one's
mm-hmm.
a tattoo, and you're right in the middle.
I'm right in the middle, yeah.
And you got your tattoo yet?
Oh, are you kidding?
No.
No. No.
Okay, I didn't know. I didn't,
I'm 82 years old. I think it's a little late.
Oh, it's never too late.
No, a little late.
You might want to get a...
Mine would be all hagging and sagging. And it wouldn't look like what he wanted to look like.
There you
like.
Go. All
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
So, again, you're there to help people that are going through the process, and everything's free, right?
Oh gosh, yes. We're nonprofit.
Yeah.
501(c). And, oh, yeah, nobody ever, you know, gets a dime out of this. Everybody puts in as much as they can. And we will be having a fundraiser. So we're just haven't sure on what kind we're going to have this year. Usually we have, like, a give-back party.
All right.
I don't know what I'm going to do this year. We haven't gotten together on that.
Okay.
But we will be having a fundraiser or
All right.
two. And the public will be notified.
Okay. So then you'll let it, and I do a community calendar, so be sure and email me, and I can put it on my calendar and mention it every day.
Okay.
And then people can come check out your party.
Well, yeah. They,
then,
and you know what? We get a good party because we have food, we have music.
And then July 19th, you're going to have a big open house.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else you want to discuss? So we got everything?
I think we got everything, but just make sure you know that I'm available for the breast cancer awareness.
All right.
You know, when I was doing it before, I was even asked to go down to the Supai tribe in the bottom of the Grand Canyon. You don't think that wasn't a fun time? Because you have to go down either helicopter or on a mule, a horse.
And what did you choose?
Oh, I choose the helicopter.
Oh, okay.
The doctor I went down to, I called him up, and he said, Phyllis, you want to come with? We go down on our horses. You know, the doctor was from Kingman. I said, you're crazy. Bye.
So they flew you in, and you get a presentation to the tribe.
Yeah, and to the ladies. And it was really great because... you know, they don't. There's only like about 600 members down there as Supai tribe.
But 600 members that needed to know.
Yes.
What to expect.
Yes, and
right.
It was wonderful because they were real receptive, and they just really welcomed us, and it was so good. It was so good.
Good. Okay, give your phone number one more time, just in case somebody didn't write it down yet.
Okay.
And people should write this down. They might not need it today.
No, you're right.
But, you know, it's a good number to keep around. Phyllis Anderson at Comfort Zone.
Yes, it is 949-510-4792.
Okay.
And Bridget's is 818-378-4970.
All right. Thank you so much.
And thank you, Larry.
And thank you for coming in and sharing your information. And thank you for what you do.
Oh, it's, you know what? It's rewarding. Real rewarding.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, it's now time for community calendar here on Speak Out 2.0. One of the first things we want to talk about is swim lessons in Bullhead City. Our Kiwanis Club pays for these. They are absolutely free. The next registration date is June 21st, and the lessons will be from June 24th to July 3rd, just before the holiday there. And if you have any questions, you can call the city at 928-763-9400, extension 294. And then also a reminder, this week it started yesterday, HR Happy Hour going on at Harrah's from 4 p.m. until 6 p.m. every day during the week. This is human resources are setting up out in the patio outside of that Guy Fieri's little restaurant there. And you can go right up and talk to the decision makers about hiring. So you don't have to sit there and go online. You can go right up there and talk to the decision makers. Have any questions, call Harrah's at 702-298-4600. And then today at the library in Kingman from 6 to 7, the Arizona Game and Fish is putting on their Summer Wildlife Series. And you can go to that. That's free from 6 to 7 at the Kingman Library. If you have any questions, you want to call 928-692-7700. And the Great American Freestyle Festival. This started the other day at Anderson Event Center for wrestlers and goes on through tomorrow. And so you might want to check that out. Also tomorrow in Kingman, there is a life jacket exchange put on by the Game and Fish at the Game and Fish. That's from 10 until noon. And the phone number for Game and Fish is 928-692-7700. There's a farmer's market tomorrow in Kingman, and that's at the Thunder Event Center from 8 until noon. If you have any questions, call Tom, and his number is 928-542-6059. And if you're not doing anything tomorrow night, you can go check out Three Dog Night at the Edgewater. And that's going to be a kicking concert. 8 o'clock, tickets are at the Casino Services, 702-298-2453. Next Thursday night, we have a chamber mixer in Bullhead City at the Davis House. That's at 5:30. And you have any questions, you call the Chamber of Commerce, 928-754-4121. And they can tell you about that. And also next Thursday night at the Laughlin Library, they have a magician, Adam London. He will be there from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. That's the Laughlin Library. You can give them a call if you have a question, 702-507-4060. And then next Friday, the 21st, a week from today, the WOW Mobile Produce Pantry will be at Rotary Park in Bullhead City. They give out free food, and that is from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. And that's one day only, next Friday, from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Rotary Park in Bullhead City. There is a bake sale also next Friday at Sunridge Village Assisted Living from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Have any questions, call Sunridge at 928-754-0700. Again, another farmer's market next Saturday in Kingman. That is at the Thunder Event Center from 8 a.m. until noon. Call Tom if you have any questions, 542-6059. The 22nd, the Colorado River Noon Kiwanis Club will be doing their evening of wine and cheese at the Aquarius from 6 to 9. And of course, that's a fundraiser for everything that they do. And if you have any questions, call Sherry at 928-542-3587. There is a blood drive on Thursday the 25th. Tuesday the 25th, that is at Joshua Springs in Bullhead City from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. And you have any questions, call Valiant at 877-258-4825. And don't forget, if you give a pint of blood, you get a certificate for a pint of Culver's custard, frozen custard. And that's some good stuff. And so you can refill that pint of blood real quick. Also on Friday the 28th, there is also another blood drive. This is at the Realtors Building on Hancock Road from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. And remember, when we talk about blood, there's no such thing as fake blood. You have to have human blood. And you only get that by you and me donating. So Donate the gift of life. Give them a call at 877-258-4825. They'll set you up an appointment that day, and you get right in and get right out. Also, Friday the 28th, the Laughlin Chamber is having another network breakfast. That's from 8:30 to 9:30 at the Chamber in Laughlin right here. And you can call them at 702-298-2214, I believe. Yeah, 2214. And they have a Kingman has a stick pony derby coming up at the fairgrounds on the 29th. That's all I know about it. I don't have a phone number. I don't even know where I got the information, but it's some kind of a stick pony derby. I don't know if you're racing on stick ponies or what, but you might check with Mojave County, I guess. The 29th, Rockets Over the River. That happens on the 29th and the 4th. You'll be able to see it everywhere along the Colorado River. 9:30 at night, put on by the Laughlin Chamber of Commerce. If you have any questions, give them a call, 702-298-2214.
Most people think financing a new vehicle is a hassle. Not at Martin Swanee Hyundai. Right now, you can purchase a beautiful brand new Kona, Santa Fe, or Tucson with payments for 72 months and 0% interest. Brand new SUVs with no interest loan. Active first responders receive an additional $1,000 rebate. Pick your color, pick your interior, then picture your family in a brand new Hyundai SUV. Come into Martin Swanee Hyundai today and take one for a spin. Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswanteehyundai.com.
Everybody loves strawberries, and it's strawberry time at Perkins. Come and try the fresh strawberry croissant French toast platter. A flaky, buttery croissant dipped in our signature French toast batter, grilled and loaded with fresh, sweet glazed strawberries and Bavarian cream. Or the fresh strawberry chicken salad. Smoked pulled chicken, fresh strawberries, glazed walnuts, and feta cheese. Served with our house-made strawberry balsamic vinaigrette. Perkins, 2250 Highway 95 in Bullhead City.
Make it a Father's Day to remember with a gift from the Laughlin Outlet Center. Find Dad the perfect pair of shoes for work or play at Famous Brand Shoes. And don't miss the latest styles from Pendleton for the man who has everything. How about some original art from the Florida Greco Fine Art Gallery? Boot Barn is loaded with jeans, hats, boots, and more. Talk about selection and style. Burke's Outlet offers just that. For Father's Day, meet me at the Laughlin Outlet Center, Casino Drive, Laughlin.
Meet me at the Laughlin Outlet Center.
Are you enjoying the Colorado River this summer? This is Gina Morga, Marketing Director at Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, reminding you to stay safe on the water. Warm Seas Emergency Department has an important message for those of you boating or enjoying personal watercraft. Please be a sober operator. Remember, boats don't break. Stay to the right and keep your distance. As your hometown healthcare team, we hope you have fun on the river, but keep it safe. Don't wreck your weekend.
And we are back on Speak Out 2.0 with Larry Tuenforce live from the Laughlin Mall. You know, yesterday we had Mayor Tom Brady on here, and we were talking about the water situation in Bullhead City and the fact that they're trying to eventually take over EPCOR water. Well, I went home last night and got out two of my water bills, my last 2 months. The current one, which I just paid this morning, it was $63.67. Now, that's up quite a bit from last month. Last month, it said that I used a total of 8 units of water, and I paid $36.76. This month it said I used 12 units. Well, I have an outdoor pool, so I agree with that. I probably did use 12 units. But instead of just being half a month, half as much more, in other words, half of 3676, which is 1838, and you add that together, my bill would be 5514. That would be 12 equivalent to 12 units. But with their new price increase, my bill was 6367. So an extra $8.53 a month, this is going to cost me with their new increase at EPCOR, or $102 a year. That's just based upon my last two bills. So that's one of the reasons why the city wants to consider taking over the water, because they don't want to see all of our residents pay an extra $8.50 a month. So if you have more, you're going to see follow-up information on that from the city here in the next few weeks. They'll be voting on that, and they'll be getting the information back from the company that they paid for to do all the research. They'll get that information back, and then they'll present it to the public. All right. Moving along again with community calendar. This covers Kingman, Laughlin, Bullhead City, Needles, and all the valleys in between. And almost everything that's on here is also on our Facebook page. And if you want to send something to me to get on the community calendar, you email tuneforce@gmail.com. I mentioned Rockets Over the River on the 29th and on July 4th. And then on Sunday, June 30th, if you're living out in Topok, they're going to have a free movie night at the VFW, the movie Grease, from 6 until 9 p.m. If you have any questions, give them a call at 788-8100. And then also on the 4th of July, and Fred Eck from the Oatman Chamber of Commerce is going to come in and talk about the egg fry contest. They do that every year out there. He'll be here next Wednesday to talk about the egg fry contest on the sidewalk. You know, they always say it's so hot you can fry an egg on the sidewalk. Well, you can. And they prove that in Oatman on the 4th of July. And so check that out. It usually kicks off right around 4 p.m. And people out there, and people bring magnifying glass. They come up with all kinds of ways to try to fry their egg. And then there's winners. I've been a judge a couple times. And so it's exciting. Then again, as I mentioned, on the 4th of July, Rockets Over the River. That's going to be everywhere in the valley at about 9:30 at night. And also on Saturday the 6th, we have another farmer's market in Kingman at the Thunder Event Center from 8 until noon. Questions, call Tom at 928-542-6059. There is a chronic disease self-management program coming to the Bullhead City Library, and that is being put on by WACOG on July 10th, and that is from 1:30 until 4 o'clock. And the phone number for WACOG is 928-377-4961. Coming up at the Anderson Auto Group Fieldhouse on the 10th, they're going to have a family fun festival. This is being put on by Anderson Automotive Group at the Fieldhouse. They're going to have bounce houses. They're going to have races. Hold on, I'll tell you here. Let me find it. They're going to have all kinds of races going on. Nope, I don't have it. I'm not going to be able to tell you about it. Anyways, they're going to do sack races, three-legged races. They're going to have a food concession. There's going to be prizes. It's just going to be a fun day inside the field house, air-conditioned field house, from 2 p.m. until 8 p.m. Coming up on the 11th, we have a Hempstead Stage Company Stores in the Stars at the Laughlin Library from 11 until noon. And any questions, call 702-507-4060. Another wildlife series on the 12th of July at the Kingman Library from 6 p.m. until 7 p.m. And that's coming up. The Boys and Girls Club of Bullhead City of the Colorado River is having their Margarita Festival that they do every year as a huge fundraiser on the 12th of July at the Aquarius Casino at 6 p.m. Tickets, you call the Boys and Girls Club, 928-763-1411. Also on the 12th at the Aquarius from 1 until 5, probably in a different room than the margarita event, will be another blood drive, and you'll also get that certificate for a pint of Custer's Culvert. Custer, custard from Culver's. I'll get it right yet. And if you want to make an appointment, call Valiant at 877-258-4825. All right. We are just about out of time. We're coming up to the top of the hour. And, of course, as you know, Sean Hannity will be here after I am here. And then some of the guests that are going to be here next week, if you want to tune in to Speak Out 2.0. We start off with Cindy Head from Hospice Compassus, Jasmine Chang from North County Healthcare. We have Olivia McCormick here all day on Tuesday to tell you all about Gary Keith Park, and I'm sure she'll talk a little bit about Mojave Shred. As I mentioned earlier, Fred Eck will be here from the Oatman Chamber of Commerce on Wednesday to talk about the egg fry and all how it works and everything. And then Amy West, the superintendent of WAVE, will be here also on Wednesday. On the 20th, we're going to have Matt Hammerhan here from Barron Services for a whole hour. And the 21st, Diane Beardsley from Hospice of Havasu for a full hour. So next, coming up later in the month, the sheriff will be here. Toby Cotter will be here. Whitney Hassett from Glam RN. Brittany Cummins from the Pool Store. Chaz Martinez from Talus Harbor Health. A lot going on for the next 2 weeks on Speak Out 2.0. So stay tuned. We're here every single day brought to you by Mojave Shred, Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, and Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. And that's going to can it for me. Sean Hannity will be up next after the news and a little bit of weather. Paul Avoy does our weather, and he's going to tell you it's going to be hot. So be prepared for that. We'll have everybody have a great Friday and a super weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.
Voice of the Free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.